Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration about Imam Ali, from Imam Ali. So it's about Imam Ali, and it's been narrated from Imam Ali, Imam Ali in his own words. As you know, today is the martyrdom and demise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our sincere condolences to our esteemed listener on this most grave and sad event and day when Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred. As you know, Imam Ali was struck a few days before in his state of prostration while he was praying the prayer, the congregational prayer, and leading the congregational prayer in the mosque of Kufa. This led to his sickness and his demise and his martyrdom a few days later. And this is a very great loss, because Imam Ali alayhi salam is regarded as being one of the foremost, or the foremost of believers after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all Muslims, and in fact all of humanity, respects him as a just leader. And anytime a just leader and a just ruler passes away, it is a very grave and most sad event. Echoing the same thing and the same theme here, Imam Ali says the following regarding himself. He says, "By Allah," he swears to Allah, "I would rather pass a night awake on the thorns of prickly bush or be driven in chains as a prisoner than meet Allah and His Messenger on the day of resurrection as having wronged anyone." Then later on, Imam Ali says, "By Allah, I swear to Allah, even if I am given all the domains of the seven heavens with all that exists under the skies in exchange for disobeying Allah to the extent of snatching away one grain of barley from an ant, I would never have do so. I would never do so." This is an indication of Imam Ali's justice. There's a famous book which has been written by George Jordek, Imam Ali, The Voice of Human Justice, right? This is a book written by a Christian scholar, right? But he wrote it about Imam Ali's justice, you know, the justice that Imam Ali ruled with in his rule, you know? Right? So anytime a leader like this, who is so just and fair, dies, we grieve this. And in a similar way, Imam Ali said the following about himself. He said, "Verily, my example amongst you is the example of a lamp in the darkness, kas-siraj fi zulmat, like a light or like a lamp in darkness. Whoever enters its vicinity is enlightened by it." Anybody who comes close to that lamp, you know, he becomes enlightened by it. Similarly, this is about Imam Ali's knowledge. Anybody who comes close to Imam Ali and becomes proximate to him and loves him, right, he will gain the knowledge that Imam Ali gave to humanity and propagated to human beings. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali in his own words. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.